All right, so we are recording now. And for Starter Stick, will you state and spell out your name just to make sure we get it correct, and tell me your involvement with the Quarter Picnic?
Well, Richard Hamel, Hammel, and I'm just one of many people that help out with the Quarter Picnic. I've kind of slacked off. I was more involved prior years.
Well, will you tell me a little bit about the rather lengthy history of this picnic?
Well, it started back in 1900, and it was time to celebrate the crops and get together with people who might have left the community, and just to celebrate everything for the year. And it just kept going on for year after year. And of course, things change, they add things, and used to be have the parade. We used to have it I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we've changed it. We've added the rodeo. We started the rodeo back in 1995, and started that as a separate event. Was not part of the picnic. And then when we had our 100th anniversary, we decided to put them all together and run the rodeo and the picnic at the same time. So we're now up to the 113th year, and we get a lot of participation from the community organizations. The Quarter Fire District helps, the Coahoman Community Club, the VFW, the Lions, and the Quarter Picnic Association all work hard to put it together. This year is starts off Thursday night with our rodeo and mutton busting, and the rodeo's at 8 o'clock.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the activities that'll be happening this year?
Well, this year we kick it off Thursday, July 25th, with a rodeo. 6:30 is a mutton busting contest, and at 8 o'clock the rodeo starts. And there will be food at the Lions stand from 5 to the end of the rodeo, and also in the VFW Beer Garden from 5 to 10. So you can have some outside dining there and then come to the rodeo. And the carnival is open from 6 to 10. The armbands are $20, but if you buy them in advance, you get them for $15. And then Friday, we have a washer tournament and the Miss Quarter pageant. The pageant is followed by a talent show. And again, you have the outside dining at the VFW Beer Garden, and the Lions food stand and the pie and ice cream stand to be open. And then Friday night, we have, that was Friday night, excuse me. The VFW Beer Garden is open to the June bug and the porch lights. So come out and go to the talent contest, and then go to the VFW Beer Garden. Saturday, we have a slow pitch softball tournament. Starts at 7 o'clock, I think. And we have a bike race at 9:30, pedal tractor pull at 10:30. And then we have a car show from 4 to 6. And again, it's armband night at the carnival. It's $20 for all the rides, but if you buy them early, it's $15. And then the VFW Beer Garden is open again, Mojo Dogs, and that pretty well winds it up.
All right, and is there any cost to any of these activities? I'm thinking specifically of the rodeo or to enter into like the director pedal or to see the Miss Quarter contest?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
I'm sorry. Do you know the cost associated with any of these activities? I'm thinking specifically like stuff like the rodeo.
The rodeo is $10 for adults, and children 5 to 12 is $5, and 4 and under is free. It's $20 per team to enter the washer tournament. And let's see, what's one other? It's $7 to get into the beer garden, both nights. I think that's the only cost involved. Everything else is free to the public.
All right. Well, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Well, we'd like to see everybody come to the picnic. The weather's supposed to be nice, and everybody always has a good time. There's lots of good things to do and eat. We'd just be more than happy to have you guys come out.